Okay. Paper 15, Liz?
Yep. Yeah. So this is our simple instrument. Okay. Okay. So agenda paper 15. In July, you asked us to analyze a simplified version of the instrument that we discussed earlier in this session in agenda paper 8. So the simplified instrument is mandatorily convertible into a variable number of the issuer's own shares to equal a fixed cash amount subject to a cash in the floor. So basically, it's the same instrument as described in agenda paper 8, but it excludes the issuer's early settlement option. The agenda paper sets out alternative views on the classification of this instrument and the feedback that we received from our outreach request. As described in the paper, we think the instrument is a financial liability in its entirety because the issuer must deliver a variable number of its own shares. While the variability is limited by the cap and the floor, the number of shares to be delivered is not fixed.
Shelley has joined the conference.
We think it's inappropriate to consider that there are separate conversion features for each scenario where the issuer will deliver a different number of its own shares. Given that, we think the appropriate accounting can be derived from existing IFRS without need for further guidance, and we recommend that you do not take this onto your agenda. The question for you is whether you agree with our analysis of the accounting and the draft tentative agenda decision that's set out in Appendix A.
Laurence, as I recall, this was your suggestion, so.
Yes. And I agree where the stuff is going. In the agenda rejection, though, I think you need to explain a little bit better why you get there and why you believe that the conversion features should not be analyzed separately. And I think that one of the key elements here is that those conversion features are mutually exclusive. So the fact that they are mutually exclusive makes it that you must assess as a whole this time, or as a single conversion feature. And so you need to explain better in the last paragraph. Note that it is appropriate that the instrument compare separate conversion features for each scenario, but you don't explain, you say 32 does not permit an issuer to divide single conversion feature into multiple settlements. And I think that the fact that they are mutually exclusive here is an important element of justifying why you don't analyze them separately.
Okay, so the point that there's only going to be one settlement.
Yes.
And that settlement's not fixed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Others? John?
I don't think the paper does a very good job of explaining why the alternative views are also not acceptable under IAS 32. And given the discussion we've just had about how you analyze an instrument and then determine its classification under IAS 32, I'm not convinced that the other views are not also supportable under IAS 32. Having said that, I think view one is again the better reading of IAS 32, but the paper sets out views 2, 3, and 4, but actually provides no analysis as to why they do not meet the requirements of IAS 32. So it's just an assertion that you have to look at this the settlement feature as a single term, and I don't see where that's supported in the paper. So I think if this is going to be an agenda rejection decision, it needs to be better support why the other views are not acceptable under IAS 32.
Andrew?
I agree with the staff analysis. I'd also support Laurence's suggestion to slightly expand the agenda decision to explain why some of the other views aren't tenable. As I was working through this, I found myself wondering, should it make a difference that the instrument is to deliver shares to the value of 1,000 rather than cash of 1,000? If it was cash of 1,000, then I think there would be an argument that the the cap and the floor meet a fix the fix test, depending on whether you look at them as one or two units of account. Given that IAS 32 generally takes the view that issuing shares to the value of 1,000 is just using shares as a settlement mechanism for what's basically a monetary type obligation, should we get to a different answer? But I think I would agree with the staff at IAS 32 does give you a different answer depending on the legal form of settlement. So, you know, overall, I would agree with the outcome for this one.
Charlotte?
Yeah, I think I agree with what John has said. My concern on this one is that I thought there was diversity in practice and quite a lot of it, so I'm not sure whether just rejecting, doing an agenda rejection, what that would do to the practice.
Tony?
I'm comfortable with where the staff have got to. I take the point that Laurence and Andrew made, that maybe it could be slightly more clearly articulated, but broadly I'm comfortable with where they've got to.
Okay, on the phones, Sandy. Has left the building. Luca.
No specific comments.
Shelley.
I would just add, for informational purposes, we have seen this instrument quite often, both through OCA's pre-filing consultation process as well as through our Division of Corporation Finance review. I'm also aware other regulators have dealt with this. We have consistently applied a view consistent with the staff's rejection wording, so we are supportive of that.
Thank you. Okay, I think I hear some people who are clearly opposed to the staff view, John and maybe others. Others who are clearly with it but would like the rationale enhanced. So those who would support the staff's view, subject to adjusting the wording somewhat to be more explicit about why. Hands. That carries. Okay, then I need some volunteers to help Liz to make sure that she does what we've just asked her to do, or to help her do, let me rephrase that, to assist her in the paths of righteousness. A couple of volunteers. Andrew, Laurence, since it was yours, okay.